In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of the third Sunday of the blessed month of Baba is one of the Gospels that is repeated during the year, where the Lord is always reminding us that every house divided upon itself cannot stand. And also we hear in it how the scribes and the Pharisees, they accuse the Lord that he cast out demons by the chief demons. They said that he is demon-possessed, and that's why he is doing these miracles. The Lord, in the way he reacted to them, he was not, I can say he was not upset, but he was not nervous in the way he answered them back. And he reasoned with them. He said to them how this might happen, how the chief demon will cast out his soldiers out of the people. This cannot work this way. Otherwise, the whole kingdom, the demonic kingdom, shall not stand. And also he reasoned with another reason. He said to them, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Then what about the disciples? They are your sons and daughters. Then how can we understand that they themselves, they are able to cast out demons? Are they also demon-possessed? And then he said to them, therefore, they shall be your judges. They, your sons, the disciples who followed me, and they learned it, and now they are doing these miracles, they will be your judges. This also, the same meaning, we hear it from St. Paul to his epistle to the Corinthians. He says that, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? Yes, now we know this, that the saints will judge the world. Why? First of all, because they were in the same situation like us. They were under the same afflictions, the same temptations they were exposed to, but meanwhile, they chose to do the right thing. Because they were successful, they answered their questions right, they have good grades, then they will be our judges. Let us go and see how the saints are going to judge us. Looking to the Old Testament, to Abraham. Abraham will stand against all of us and judge us in being an example, trusting and following God without asking for guarantees. Sometimes actually we say to God, give me a guarantee. Give me something so I can be sure that when I follow you, I will profit. But Abraham here will stand and judge us and says to all of us who are going to doubt the Lord, when I followed God's calling, I was not given any guarantee. I only went after him because he called me. This was enough for me. That's why Abraham will judge us in this point. Abraham also will judge us in loving God above anyone else. When he offered his son, he made himself now a judge for all of us who might have any other love in our hearts above the love of God. When we say that I loved my children more than God, I loved my work more than God, I loved so and so more than God, then he is going to be our judge in giving example. He did it. That's why the Lord's command that we should love him above anyone else is something achievable. It is doable. It could be done. It is not impossible. And the reason is Abraham did it before. Joseph the righteous will judge the world in resisting temptations and keeping his chastity in a corrupt and pressing environment. When we come now and say, I cannot resist temptations around me all the time. I cannot do anything. What can I do? I am pressed every day with scenes of uncleanness. I see temptation in my workplace, on the internet, in the TV, in the street, public places. Then how can I flee all of that? The one who is going to answer us at that time is Joseph the righteous. And he will answer and say that I was in the same place. I was surrounded by a temptation with my mistress. She was the wife of the person that was my employer. And I was pressed every day with her temptations. But meanwhile, this was not an excuse for me to go and defile myself. Sometimes we feel like we are excused in falling. We are giving excuses even to our children that the world is difficult around them, and this is an excuse for them to live in a life with unchaste and unpure. Saint Joseph will judge us in this aspect. The people of Nineveh will stand and judge the world in responding to a in how they responded to a single call of repentance and insincerity of a change. The people of Nineveh heard only one sentence, and this was enough for them. When we say that, what about those people who never heard or just heard few words about the Lord the Christ? If they heard the one single sentence, this is enough. We sometimes excuse ourselves and we say that, I didn't know that. What exactly we didn't know? We didn't know the commandment. We didn't know that God is going to judge us. We didn't know that life will come to an end. How many times we heard sermons, we read the Bible, and it came to our understanding and attention that this is wrong and this should not be done. It was enough for the people of Nineveh with one sentence to repent and to respond, and also to be sincere in their change. They will judge all of us who will say that I only saw Bona coming to my house once, maybe in 5 years. Good enough, this is enough. Jonah went to the whole city in one day, and this was enough for them to repent. Daniel the prophet will stand in the day of judgment and judge the world in not conforming to the world and standing for his beliefs in a strange and hostile land. Daniel was living in Babylon as a captive. He has no will for himself. He cannot even say that I like or I don't like. He was given certain food to eat. He doesn't have other option. There is no fast food, there is no McDonald's, there is not nobody around him. There is no church or temple to support him even in his sojourn. This man was taken captive, and there is no support groups, as sometimes we say that, I don't have enough support from the people around me, that's why I cannot stand for my belief. Instead, in spite of all of this, Daniel, he come and he says, he put in his heart, I am not going to defile myself by eating the food of the king. It's very clear and very sharp, very determined, and also by doing this, he will stand before us and judge all of us when we say that, what can I do? I'm living in a strange land. They have their own understanding of things. I have to be like them, otherwise they will ridicule me. I have to be like the culture, or I will be separated and I will labeled as a weird person. But Daniel didn't do that. He was in the same situation, more actually. None of us is living here as a captive or a prisoner in a prison, and I was given something and I have to do. Daniel, he was this man who stands for his belief even against the whole land, the whole culture that he is living in. Job the righteous will stand in the day of judgment and judge the whole world and not accusing God of being unwise and showing patience under very difficult trials. There may be sometimes when we walk in the street and we stumble in something and fall, the first thing when we stand up that we look to God, why did you do this to me? I didn't do anything. As if like God does things by impulse or by not knowing what he's doing. How many times it happened to us when things went wrong, the first thing that came to our minds to accuse God of being unwise and unkind. At least we say that he doesn't care about me. He doesn't heed my prayers. Job, in one day, he heard it from different people in few minutes that everything he has was gone. He lost his possessions, he lost his children, everything. Meanwhile, he didn't say or utter one word of accusation against God. Then this man will stand before all of us in the day of judgment and say that I had more difficult circumstances, but I never said anything to accuse God of being unwise. The widow with the two mites in the New Testament, she will stand also before the whole world to judge us, entrusting the care of God above the uncertainty of money. She had only two mites, the least coins at that time. This is her only possession, has nothing more. And she's a widow, meaning she has nobody to take care of. This person has nobody to take care of her. And she only had two mites. And she went to the temple and she bought this because this is her saying, I trust God more than money. Sometimes, actually, we live in, sometimes, most of the times, we live in houses, we have jobs, and we have income, and we are doing well, and meanwhile, we still question if God is going to make it to the end or not. Feel like maybe later on, God will leave us alone. Why? He never did. Why we come now and question this? This woman will stand before us. When we hesitate and we think that, okay, maybe I will keep my tithes for the coming few months until my situation will stabilize because I don't trust that things are going well in my favor. This woman will stand before us and say that, what are you talking about? I was in a more difficult situation and they didn't hinder me from doing the right thing. St. Paul will judge against the whole world in the last day and judge the world in crossing the boundary between opposing ignorance and witnessing to the truth. Sometimes also we pity the people who do not know, and we say that I think God is not going to judge them. Why? Because they don't know. Then this means that everyone who was born doesn't know, he will be in the same situation. But this is not the case. St. Paul, he moved across this great and high boundary between not knowing and knowing, came from ignorance into the knowing, and not only knowing, but witnessing to the truth. Then if it happened once, then it could be done every time. There is nothing that we can say, no, it cannot be done. No, all people who are born ignorant will keep on living ignorant. No one is able to do otherwise. No, St. Paul will stand and say, no, this is not right. We will say that, but God appeared to St. Paul and spoke to him. God still speaks. He has his words to us written. At that time, it was not written. God still works in the life of the people and meet them with many things, many signs. But is everyone is actually responding to this? It is not God's fault that people stay in their ignorance. This is their decision, their choice. So today, the Lord says that your children will be your judge because they have the same circumstances, same situation. Let us go and look at the Bible carefully and see how the saints are going to judge us. They are people like us. They only believed God. They trusted him and they kept his commandment with whatever cost. That's why they will stand at the last day to judge all of us. Hopefully at that day we will be like them. We will be happy and joyful because we were able to believe like them, heed the instruction of the commandment, and keep it and live with it. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.